You've waited 6 weeks for who does the hashtags around here, and the day has come. On this week's episode of HPD HQ, Social Media.
We're back. Welcome back to another episode of HPD HQ, the official podcast of the Huntersville Police Department. I'm Odette Saglambeni, the public information officer for Huntersville.
Hey, and I'm Brian Vaughn, the lieutenant over personnel and training. How are you today, Odette?
Oh, I'm great.
Are you sure about that?
I am.
I'm excited about today's episode. I've been waiting a while to do this.
Have you?
With a frog in my throat.
Yeah.
I can't wait to let the cat out of the bag of who does the hashtags.
Hashtags. Maybe we'll talk about that later.
Last week we did traffic. One of the things we forgot to mention was what our pet peeves are personally.
Oh, yeah.
About traffic.
Yeah.
What kind of pet peeve do you have about traffic?
Oh, man. There's so many. But if I had to pick one, the turn signal thing. And it's not the people not using them. That bothers me. But it's when people use them and then think that that gives them the right to do whatever maneuver they're doing.
As soon as they turn it on, yeah. They just turn it on and go?
Yeah. Just because you turn it on doesn't mean it's safe to do whatever you're doing. So you actually have to make sure that it's safe to actually execute the maneuver before you do it.
My pet peeve is very similar, but it is the person that drives with their turn signal on for infinity.
So you never know where
and
they're
beyond.
Wait, you slow down because you think they're trying to get over and you do it and they don't. Like, what are you doing?
Are you turning? Are you not turning?
Going straight.
Slow down.
Trying to be nice.
Maybe I won't tailgate. Maybe I should social distance my car.
Yeah.
Just, I have a little saying that I do as the tail light, the blinker's flashing. In my head, I go, dummy, dummy, dummy. And then you drive by and they're wearing a mask in their car by themselves. And you're like, oh, that's why they're...
You can relate.
That's why I can relate. That's why their turn signal is just on forever.
Oh, jeez. So what did you do last week?
I took vacation.
I can see that on your face.
The suntan or the gray beard?
The beard.
Yeah, it's coming in nice.
That is coming in.
2 weeks.
I don't know if everybody knows, but we're doing this no shave... October, no.
Yes.
All the months.
Yes.
Until January.
Yes.
To raise money for a few of our employees here who are unfortunately dealing with cancer. So a lot of our officers have donated money to participate in this no shave, whatever it is.
And some of us can grow beards.
And some cannot.
And well, some can't.
I've been growing mine for a while.
It's
34 years. It's not working.
yeah, it's not working for you.
Yeah.
Are the women doing anything?
So we have been approved to put it's either a blue or pink, like streak in our hair.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our officers has gotten some extensions, blue or pink extensions. So you may see some of the women wearing that in their hair. I still haven't figured out how to put it in.
I thought that yours was gray. I thought
Real
that
funny.
Was the streak that you picked. Because I saw the email. It said blue, pink. And then I saw you and I was like, well, maybe she picked gray.
Yeah. Real funny.
I'm one to talk.
Yeah.
As
your
face
is
it's
90%
white.
Gray.
I'm going to be a mall Santa this year.
Oh, jeez. There's some shades of brown in there.
Shades. Barely any shades.
Yours isn't shades of gray. It's shades of brown.
I don't even... Can you say that?
Well, I'm talking about the...
Oh, okay.
The thing for men, not...
Okay,
not
okay.
Not the book or the movie.
Okay. I was just wondering. So, today we are getting into social media, some safety, some tips about kids,
yep.
The safety of kids and your kids being on social media, and eventually we're going to tell everybody... Who does the hashtags.
And why.
Boom, boom,
and why our social media team does what they do on social media.
We thought it would be really fun to start out with, though. We have some out-of-town, for lack of better words, we have some out-of-town Karens that
Karens.
that like to troll our account. Because when you go in there and look at their profiles, they don't actually live here. And that's why we appreciate you all that live here in Huntersville so much of following us and giving us good encouragement. Yeah. Because you can tell just looking at our social media that out of the 60,000 people that live here, about 59,900 of you support everything we're doing. And we are greatly appreciative of that. And then that's why some of these comments just make no sense, because it just doesn't seem like a Huntersville thing to say. So we thought it'd be Karen. Funny. Yeah.
What's the guy version of Karen? I haven't heard the guy version.
I don't know. It could be Kyle.
Kyle.
Nah.
Brad.
Eric. Eric could be
I
can
see that.
Eric
about
could be.
Chad.
Ooh, I like Chad.
Chad
and Karen.
I don't know. I haven't heard the guy version very much. It's usually Karen.
It is usually. And I don't even know.
I don't know why. Women don't complain that much.
And the person that they always make fun of in these memes, her name isn't even Karen. The picture I always see is the Kate plus eight lady.
I don't know how this stuff started.
I don't either.
We should probably look that up.
Yeah.
Next time.
It'll be work related, so we can look it up while we're working.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
Exactly. Research.
So we thought this would be funny. I think some of you probably have seen this before, where on some of the late night talk shows, the celebrities read the mean tweets and the stuff that kind of make fun of them. So we went through, actually Odette went through and collected some of the mean comments.
Yeah, they're
thankfully
censored.
Some of them are censored, yep.
We'll some of them we couldn't say because some people are just outright mean.
Yeah. Most of these are from some of the drug arrests that we make. And they're actually pretty entertaining. What's that first one you have?
I wish y'all would go save somebody life.
Yeah, and I like the next one. Can y'all focus on absolutely anything worth the money we pay y'all for, please?
I mean, we do it every day.
This is part of police work. We enforce the state
laws. We have
laws
to enforce
the
laws here.
That's what happens. I don't know. this next one.
This next one's good. I've seen bigger busts on Paw Patrol. And what I realized, so I thought this was just a statement, but actually it's a page. It's a Facebook page for people who just don't like the police and other views.
That's great. Yeah. I'm gonna skip a couple of these. How about, wow, good job doing absolutely nothing.
I mean, if you're talking about Brian and I, then yes. But a majority of our officers are out there doing work and doing good work.
I like that. Good job doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. How about, what's one we got? Leave marijuana alone. Just crazy something can be legal in half the country while backwoods states waste resources prosecuting for it. Ridiculous.
Again, it's state law. We have to enforce state law. That's what it is.
I don't know about half the country. I think this person's off on their math a little
bit. Exaggerating. Maybe they should leave marijuana alone.
Yeah.
Is this department being defunded? Asking for a friend.
That's good.
So somebody must think, I don't know.
Here's one. Imagine all the murderers free right now. All the assaults being committed and these morons go and screw someone over a plant. But I suppose those other things might actually take work.
So kind of another knock on that we don't do work.
Yeah, they do actually take work because people that are high are usually easier to find.
Yeah, and catch.
I don't know.
Yeah. Last but not least, I find the facetiousness.
There you go.
Facetiousness of this post unprofessional and inappropriate. I expect better from HPD or any police department for that matter. Which is a nice little segue into why we do what we do on social media.
Yeah. There's, for anybody that's new, and this person must be new to our page, but this is what we do on our social media platforms. And we're not picking fun at the people that are getting arrested. We're, you know, we joke a little bit about the crimes, and ultimately it's to get more people to come to our page, to follow us, so that way when we do have some of these serious crimes, which doesn't happen very often here in Huntersville, but when it does happen, it reaches more people, and the likelihood of us being able to identify or get some information just gets that much, you know, that much greater.
Yep. It's all about being funny, knowing that we can't take ourselves seriously.
Yeah.
And then when we do need to take ourselves seriously, as you've heard, couple episodes of this podcast, it gives us a greater audience to reach out to for the help. In the last couple of years, Odette has really done a bang-up job on getting more and more followers to our social media. We're about to take over Huntersville Fire Department in the number of followers.
So
we're going to throw a party after that. But you can go back and look, and like Odette said, there's nothing specific about each individual suspect. It's more about the crimes that have been committed. And the fact that we have increased our followership, we've doubled it in the last couple of years. So instead of us having 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 people seeing our posts when we need help, we now have almost 16,000 people.
Yeah. And then the reach is even that much further. So we, when we put these posts up, you know, it only gets shared so many times, but it shows us how many people it's actually reaching. And some of these posts are reaching hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah. It's
especially
crazy
the most recent one that we put.
Yeah. A missing child. We found them, and our canine officer did a great job finding the missing child. And we did some good hashtags with that one and got a bunch of feedback on that. So that's just a perfect example of, you know, when we're posting these things. And then in a couple of days when we have somebody we're looking for, there's going to be that many more people looking at it and be able to maybe provide us some more information. So if you're looking at it and you don't like what we posted, I mean, you can certainly go.
You don't have to follow us.
Yeah, you
either.
Don't have to look at it.
We'd like for you to
by.
Follow us
you
so you can get
it.
Pertinent information if you need it.
You can snooze it like I did you on regular social media, Odette.
I hardly use social media.
The other day I snoozed something. I don't remember, but I had to.
Wasn't me. So, kids on social media.
Yeah.
That's...
I can't even imagine, you know, I have an 8-year-old, and even he asks questions occasionally about Facebook. What's on Facebook?
Mine doesn't even know what it is.
Yeah.
But she's only 5.
It's coming.
But I'm terrified.
I'm terrified, too. And we've done some research about online safety for children. And really, these go for adults, too. But really, the biggest thing is it's going to be adults listening to this. And if you have children, you need to get a handle on social media now before it's too late.
Yeah. Once you put something out there, you can't get it back. I know people think that they can just go back and delete, but once it's out there, it's out there.
I think the biggest thing I see is that, you know, it's easy for someone to sit behind a keyboard and type and critique and judge and write whatever they want and think that, you know, everything's going to be fine, but it can't go away.
No, and some people on there will take these things personally, and it's not hard for people to find other people on social media either, or where you live, and so you really got to be careful.
Some of the biggest things that I have found in doing a little bit of research for this, there's 4 big key safety steps for kids and parents. The first one is educate yourself about social media. You know, kids, you know, 12, 13 years old are using apps that grown people like us don't use.
Yeah.
So it's important to educate yourself about those things. Make sure, you know, looking at the app reviews and age limits and looking at the fine print to see what it has access to. Get a head start, you know, make sure that you know what your kid is doing before they even do it. And teach them what, just to follow up what Odette just said, is teach them about posting on sites and that deleting a post doesn't mean it just goes away.
Yeah.
You can't just delete it and it goes away. It doesn't matter. And then the other thing is about kids, about privacy.
No privacy.
There's no privacy on social media. So when you share that you're gone on vacation or whatever.
Not at home. I mean, it's not hard to think that criminals would go on there and, oh, this person's gone on vacation for this long. And I mean, you just really got to be careful what you put out there.
The couple things I found is I really liked reading about was wait till the 8th is a big thing that the different professional organizations out there are saying. And what that means is 8th grade. You know, your child should not have any kind of social media access. I do too. But we're old.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know who you're talking about.
So if you look, you need to find out what the minimum age is for a lot of these apps, and most of them say 13 or 14 years old. But the biggest thing is monitoring your kids' social media accounts. You know, make sure that you're enforcing whatever the age limit is. Don't give in to
get pressure. Get in their business.
Get all up in their business.
Get all up in their business.
There's no such thing as privacy when it comes to your children.
No.
And make sure you're checking those privacy settings regularly, because sometimes these apps change them without letting you know they're changing them, and they can get to that. Know your kids' passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just just because you follow them on Instagram or Twitter doesn't mean you can see everything.
You can hide posts from people.
And fake accounts. Your children know how to make the fake accounts as well. Yeah. So, you know, making sure that they, you have a handle of those things and where they can't access those things. I saw a couple of good things here. Some of the good tips that I have seen that I really like is when you have children that are on social media or on their computers, there's five or six ground rules that I saw. One of them was that keeping your computer or cell phone in a common area of the house.
Yeah, don't let them sneak off into their room or bathroom.
Yeah, I don't know. They just take off sometimes. And I've even found myself saying something to my little boy that he'll go to, you know, his playroom or something in order to watch something. And we always have to refocus him and get him into a common area of the house. Because
you never know what'll pop up. I mean, my oldest one used to watch kid shows on YouTube all the time, and things pop up. Or when it shows the next one, you don't know, even if you have the setting on it, the parental settings to, you know, to make sure that they can only watch certain things, you never know what's going to pop up. Mm-mm. So you need to be watching.
Yeah. Yeah, the common area of the house is a big thing. I know it's really difficult right now, y'all. We're dealing with the same thing. Don't want to be near the kids right now, but... we know that's difficult, but making sure you monitor it and making sure that you're able to see what your child is looking at. And then really, if they're in a common area of the house, they'll be less likely to go visit and go to websites that they shouldn't be on or be tempted to do any of those other things. You should limit the time that your kid's on it. Again, we get it. We get that it's easy just to say, hey, I need you to go
here, take the iPad or take the phone and go do whatever. Just leave me alone for a little bit.
But you can't. You got to limit the amount of time, especially since they're now sitting in front of school-age kids are sitting there now for 4 and 5 and 6 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So really need to limit that screen time. If you decide to let your kid get on a social media account, again, I am all for you need to know their password.
Yep.
You need to allow yourself access to it. You need to monitor who they are connecting with online, and be all in their business.
Yeah. There's creeps out there.
There are.
I mean, you gotta be careful.
And creepettes.
Yeah, it goes both ways.
It does. Yeah. And what I was saying a minute ago, this other thing here that says, you know, making sure that even though you request them or add them to be a friend on whatever the platform is, that you still need to have access to it, that's not really going to tell you the full story.
Yeah, just because you're friends with your child on social media doesn't mean you're going to see everything. So,
making sure that the app is age appropriate and that the security settings are private so the kids just don't go out there and are open where everybody can see it. Yep.
Put all their information out there.
And put, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Everything is out there. It's so crazy. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day on vacation, and he's a investigator with Charlotte Mecklenburg School Police. And just the things that kids put out, and I guess they just think there's nothing of it, and that they can just be anonymous. And if they use Snapchat, it'll just delete, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Once it's out there, it's out there. And not only for kids, but as you get older professionally, I do our backgrounds here at the police department. And one thing I do is I look through people's social media, because that's where people put everything.
Everything.
And it's, I mean, some of the stuff that people put out.
Yeah, they're not being
real. So it could affect you professionally.
It definitely could affect you professionally. You know, making sure that you know what they're going to, avoiding those questionnaires that you see.
Oh, okay. Kind of hard sometimes.
Click on this to find out what kind of animal you were in a previous life.
I kind of want to know.
And then you click on it, and then it says, this is going to access your bank account, your credit card information.
Yep.
I want to know what kind of animal
or
I was.
Or it wants access to your profile or whatever it is. I think I tried doing one of those tests, and then when I got to the end and it said that, nope.
It said you should have been a teacher.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I'm right where I need to
be. Mine said circus clown.
I can see that.
Yes. Mine said circus clown.
Not an astronaut or a scientist?
Nope. Circus clown. Easy. Be easy. Making sure your privacy and stuff, guard your location. A lot of these, when you're tagging photos and when you're tagging your friends in photos, it's going to start putting location information out there. And then again, that just is one more opportunity for somebody to look at something and see where you are at that particular time.
I don't think people need to know where you are all day.
Maybe your friends every day. We're sounding old in some of this. You know that?
I know. You know, I remember when Facebook kind of started. I was starting college, and I'd never heard of Facebook. And I still had a flip phone. I mean, I'm not as old as you are, but but I did still have a flip phone. But I remember when Facebook kind of was right around 2004, maybe a little bit before then. But the first time I heard of it was when I started college in 04. And like, what is Facebook? And started doing, you know, adding friends. And
So I've done just for on the fly research while we're sitting here. I went open Instagram, and I went to the search bar and I typed in hashtag Birkdale Village.
Yep.
There are 26,000 posts that have that hashtag with them. Some of them include pictures of babies, like people's
kids
are on here, open to the public, where anybody can see them. You know, pictures of teenagers hanging out around the fountain. Lots of pictures of food.
Of course.
Lots of pictures with food. But I think the thing that's most concerning is just opening this up and seeing how many children are on here just in the open where people can search this hashtag and see all their business, every bit of it. Here's a, I'm not going to turn the sound on, but here's somebody that is actually showing their kid eating. I have no idea who this person is, but it's just a public account where they're sitting there eating food and they just think that's so cute for everybody to see. But now they know who you are and who your kid is and all that jazz. And there are crazy people out there.
Just be smart.
Karens and Chads.
Yeah.
Wait, Karens and...
Kyles.
I don't know why I want to say Karens and Eric again. But Karens and Erics doesn't sound right. Karens and Kyles.
Kyle sounds have
two,
right.
Two Ks. Huh. Can you think of anything else about social media at all that we can... hit on?
Just stay off of it.
It's a necessary evil.
But yeah, it's a lot of things now are done through social media. I mean, we've had to do that in police. I mean, who would have ever thought that when we started this, we'd have to do things on social media for people to see it.
Especially for me when
to get information out.
We were still using cups and strings to communicate.
Yeah.
So I think we've come to the point in the show. Do we do it? Do we tell them?
I mean, I think you already kind of hinted towards it earlier.
I did.
Because you said the name.
About the hashtags?
No, about social media.
Oh.
And how a certain person has done a great job boosting our social media.
All right.
People must have missed it.
23 minutes in. Who does our hashtags?
I don't know, Brian. Who does our hashtags?
All right. On the count of three, if you're the one that does the hashtags, say I do, okay? One, two, three.
I do. It's both of us.
Both of us. We both do it.
I mean, if it took you that long to figure it out, I mean.
I think our friends know and have known because they just know us because we're crazy. But it is both of us. And it has taken some time to get to the point where we are now. And we do a great job feeding off of each other of what we're going to post. And we just find ourselves sending each other text messages saying, hey, what would go funny with this or what would go good with this? And then you'll see we reuse some of them. We keep a running list of them,
too. It's hard to keep coming up with new ones.
It is.
So we can reuse some of them.
We can reuse some of them. But it's fun. It is, as we said earlier, it has nothing to do with the person that's actually been arrested. Yeah. It's everything having to do with our connection with the community and what you all want and what you guys have asked us to do, and then everything that we need out of you all in return.
So there it is.
Golly, now I feel like episode 6 and it's all downhill from here.
It'll be okay.
next week, traffic tip.
Traffic tip. our traffic tip of the week. Stop signs.
Stop signs.
You should stop at them.
Wow. that was deep.
Good one.
That was deep. Stop signs. You should stop at them.
It's not a yield. It's not a recommendation.
Oh, man. Okay.
Good rule of thumb. Get to the stop sign. Stop before the stop bar, not after it.
Mm-hmm.
Count to three and then go. If it's safe to do so. Don't just go.
I should probably take that advice. Count to three. I think I count to 1.
3 seconds.
Stop one. Go.
I mean, even at traffic lights, when I get the green light, I still look because I've been smacked a couple times going through a green light.
Was that another one of those PTSD almost stories?
Almost. It wasn't an almost. It happened.
It was a straight up crash.
Yeah, it happened. It happened here in Huntersville a few years ago.
Out on Eastfield, right? Or were you on Beatty's Ford?
No, I was on Beatty's.
Beatty's Ford at Bud
Henderson. I was pulling out of the school parking lot. Mm-hmm. Got the green light and I didn't even know what hit me.
Car.
Yeah. Scared the crap out of me because you know it hit me right on the driver's side door. Last thing I saw was grill in my face. A scary moment. I was okay though.
You know what the last thing that went through the side of your car was?
What?
The front bumper of the other car.
The best part about, I mean, obviously I'm fine. The Are other driver might have messed. Yeah. The other driver was okay. But the best part, I'm sure, for the fire department was, I think for some reason it took medic a little bit to get there, and I felt fine. But fire said that I had to wear a C-collar. So I'm sitting on the sidewalk. Yeah, I'm sitting on the sidewalk in full uniform, waiting for medic to get there in a C collar.
Okay.
It was messed up.
I keep forgetting you got in that crash, but it explains a lot.
It was not my
You're
fault.
You're okay. That's all that green. Matters. That's fine. Can you imagine being the other person getting in a crash with a police car?
Oh, that's got to be
awful. That's got to stink. Ooh. Hashtag all the hashtags.
All the hashtags.
All right, next week, what do we have coming up?
Fraud prevention.
And we will have a special guest next week. Detective Rick Rojas will be joining us to talk about fraud prevention.
And how to not be a victim. Just don't put your personal information out there.
On social media.
Yep.
All right, so thank you guys for joining us this week on episode 6 of HPD HQ.
See you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to another episode of HPD HQ. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's easy. Just type in Huntersville Police Department. If you have a comment or question for the HPD HQ podcast, email us, podcast@huntersville.org. That's podcast@huntersville.org. If you like this episode and think someone else would too, please share it and don't forget to hit the subscribe option. We are the Huntersville Police Department. And remember, making good choices makes for a better day.